Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Our recent stretch of scorching hot weather rekindled an old argument I frequently have with myself. First, let me say there is no bigger fan of summer than me. Beaches, baseball, picnics, family reunions, trips to wonderful places, summer has it all. On the other hand, when the temperatures climb into the upper 90s for several days in a row, even nudging 100, I begin to rethink my priorities. When the humidity makes my clothes stick to my skin, my enthusiasm for the dog days of July and August begins to subside a bit. But if I'm being honest, I tolerate the occasional discomfort because of the freedoms that summer affords us. We can travel where we want, when we want. We can wear what we want, within reason, of course, and with due respect for the laws of common decency. The kids and grandkids are out of school and itching to go somewhere and do something. It is a season of multiple options, vacations, county fairs, roller coasters, and adventure. Even summer's singular holiday, the 4th of July, is all about celebration. However, while I rhapsodize about the joys of summer, I cannot deny the pleasures of our other distinct seasons. How fortunate we are to live in a part of the country where each of the four seasons is distinct unto itself. That is not always the case elsewhere. When I lived in California, there was a sameness to the season. Basically, we had just two of them, wet season and dry season. The temperatures didn't change a lot. We had some hot days, we had some cool days, but most of them would be considered moderate conditions by Midwestern standards. Personally, I like what we have here in Ohio and Michigan. Let's back it up a little and consider spring. The vernal equinox is a strong signal that our season of renewal has begun, that the trees will soon be in bud, and flowers will once again bring color back to our lives. The showers of April bring the lilacs and roses of May, and a world that is often in chaos is suddenly less chaotic and a lot more beautiful. Let's jump ahead to fall, the autumn of the year, with a beauty of its own. The trees relinquish their leaves in a burst of crimsons and golds and yellows, so bright it almost hurts the eyes to behold. Autumn, too, is a season of celebration, a time when we gather at Thanksgiving with loved ones to gratefully acknowledge the blessings of family and good fortune. And so, finally, comes winter. While we might curse the arrival of often nasty weather with all the downsides that snow and ice can dump upon us, winter can also be beautiful. Is there anything more peaceful than a quiet morning after a heavy overnight snowfall has blanketed the neighborhood in white? I don't mean to overly romanticize it, because yes, somebody still has to shovel the sidewalk, but I find it lovely and comforting. I love winter just as I do spring and fall. But let me circle back to summer here. If forced to pick a favorite season, I have to choose summer. When somebody asks me, "Hot enough for you?" I always respond, "Indeed it is, and it's just perfect."
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.